Tess Cheshvan, 7th of November, Rabbi Shlomo Klein, visiting Kibbutz Tzadikim, the concerns and the solutions.
So, Kibbutz Tzadikim, so it's like a new, how to call it, fashion, new thing that people do, new trend, that's right, new trend. People go to Kibbutz Tzadikim, now especially on a yacht site, people go to Kibbutz Tzadikim and they daven there by the yacht site, and even go to Stam, people go to Europe and they go on a trek with a guide. Then they go literally from one village to the other, each place, they go to the Beis Olam, get the key, go in there, daven by the tzaddikim and move on. So, there's many makoros, we'll go through them, Bez Hashem. And there's many concerns, there's four primary concerns. And we'll try and work it all out, we'll try and work out what you meant to daven as well, what type of tefillah you meant to daven by a cave of a tzaddik, what you meant to say, who you're talking to, v'chulu. So, the earliest makor to go to daven by Kev Tzadik is when the Meraglim went to Yisrael Kolev, went to Hebron, by Yavoy at Hebron. So the Gemara and the Medrash and Madaik, by Yavoy he came to Hebron. Why not say all the Meraglim? Kolev levadoi holach shom. Kolev himself went to Hebron. Minishtateach al kibri avos. Minishtateach really means he lay himself across the kibri avos. That means he went down and daven there. Shouldn't be included in the bad plans of the Meraglim. And that's Lashon Rashi. The Gemara says, in more sharp Lashon, Amar Lohen, he said to the others, Avoisai, Big Shu Olai Rachamim, She'enotzo Me'atzar Meraglim. Daven for me, he said to the others, Avram Etchei Yaakov, and the Emois, Daven for me, that I should be saved from the Atzar Meraglim. He actually was talking to the Mesim. So it's actually not just the Makor, they go to the Beis Ha'ilum to Daven. But it's a makor, actually could talk to the people. Avoisai, he spoke to them. He said, Avoisai, big shulai rachim. That's what's one makor. A second makor from the Gemara says that in the days of Chazal, when there was no rain, then they used to make a tanis sibur in Eretz Yisrael. And there's a whole procedure, they take the bima out onto the street. It was a whole mahalach. And then they used to go and visit, part of the procedure was, they used to go and visit the Beis Olam. Gemara tanis, tazayin, and medalav. And the Gemara says, "Lama yoytzi le Beis Hakvaros." Why do you go to Beis Hakvaros? The Gemara says two reasons. Pligi bar b'leiv b'chom v'rab chanina chadam harei onu chashuv l'fanecha k'meisim. We say to Hashem, without any rain, we're like the people in the Beis Olam. V'chadam ha kedei shivakshu aleinu meisim rachmim. In order that the meisim in the Beis Olam should daven for us, they should mevakesh rachmim for us. There's two reasons. The Gemara says he's to go to the Beis Olam, and there's two reasons why. One of two reasons. Number one, either because it's an expression of saying to Hashem, we're like Mesim in front of you, as if we're dead, because there's no rain, so it brings out that you do a tefillah together with something graphic. You go to the Beis Olam, look at the Beis Olam, where the limit between us and them. A second reason is Kadesh actually in Mesim Rachamim, in order that the Mesim should daven for us. Tosafot says an interesting enough gemara, and actually comes, and again, the Poskim talk about it in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Tosafot says, what about to go to a Beis Ha'olam of Einam Yehudim? To go to a non-Jewish place, to a basic chorus of non-Jews. So Tosafot says, if it's Kadesh Yivakshu Rachamim, that's not going to help you much. The Goyim aren't going to go start doubling for you. But if it's Hare Onu Kemesim, go to a basic chorus as well. You can say to Hashem, there's no difference between us and them. They're dead, we're going to be dead if it carries on without any rain. So that's interesting enough, Gemil, about going to a non-Jewish place. I'm not sure if we have time. There is a Mendub about it in the Poskim, about going to, on Tisha, about going to a non-Jewish place. Basic chorus. So that's the second makor. The first one was Kali, the second one from Tanis of Atziras Geshomer. It's not, there's no rain. The third makor, Gemara Tav, very interesting Gemara Tav. So one Namiron was called, I think it's Amir, yeah, called Rebbe Mani, Memnun Yud, or Ramani, however you say it. Now Ramani had an issue. The people used to be very cruel to him. So the Gemara Tanis Chav Gimel Rabbi said he went to his father's keva. It was also one of the Amiroim. Ishtatcha kibur da'avua. He went to his father and said, Abba, Abba, father, father. Again, he's talking to the mace. Hani metzaruli. These people are being metzaya me. They're being cruel to me. Okay, that's what he said. The Gemara said, "Yoim Echad Habakochal Pihal." Some of those people who were being mean to him, being cruel to him, were passing by the base Akvaros, or the father of Rimani. In Kut Kara Dusosayu, the horse, the leg of the horse of these people got stuck in the ground by the base Olam. Add the Kabilu Alayu, and then they realized what they've done wrong, and they were covering themselves not to be Mitzaloka but Tsarale. That's it, they're not going to be full anymore to Rimani, and their horses, off the horses trotted. So you see another Makari to go to Dan by Kiva others, it's very interesting. He didn't even. Doesn't say a tefillah. He says Abba Abba Hanu Matzarid. He's literally talking to the mace, saying Hanu Matzarid. That's a third makar. Those are makaris from Gemara's Chazal. Now there's a couple of makaris from Rishonim. The Drushes Haran, very interesting Drushes Haran, the Drushes. If you tell somebody talking about Kibbutz Tzadikim, oh, you saw the Drushes Haran. This is a very very famous Drushes Haran. The Drushes Haran in Drushes says as follows. Drushes says as follows. Says that the Bnei Shleilim. His Shechina is very, very high up. His Shechina is very high up. It's a Yoishev al-Kisei Ram v'Nisa. Ram v'Nisa, very high up. So what does the Bnei Shem do? He's Shaira, his Shechina on Tzadikim. He's V'imatzei Chachamim v'Chassidim b'Doriyot Yeh Shefeh Shefeh Aleim. The whole shtickle there. That's why the Gemara says that if you've got a Chaylev Sech Beis Rechman al-Islam, Yeh Yitzei Chacham, he said because the Bnei Shem puts his Shechina on the Chacham, on the Tzadik. So then he carries on. He said, not just when they're alive. Let's find the Russian. Huloi b'chayim b'lvad, ki gam achrim moisam, even after them, no longer alive. M'koyvayis k'viseim ru'iyim li'imotzeh ha'shefa b'sham min ha'stodim, b'tzad min ha'stodim. There is a tzad min ha'stodim. There's a certain element of hashorat hashchina on the mokum where the tzaddik is buried. He's got a whole arichas there, Kabbalistic. Once the shefa of the Bnei Shem, the Shorah Hashkin is there, it doesn't go away. And we blaze on Rabbi Seinu Sharol, Yishtateach, Akira Tzadikim, Tzbalasham. There's a tefillah b'mokam ma'ahu tiritzuya. It's a mokam of tefillah. We find a special mokamis of tefillah. This is a mokam of tefillah. In fact, they bring down from the Leshem, the Heilig Leshem, the grace of Makubal, that he said that the makam of Kibbutz Tzadikim Chutz La'aretz has so much kedusha like Eretz Yisrael, so you could daven there. Because it's the pshat is like this, because Eretz Yisrael is the place of Hashras Hashchina, intense Hashras Hashchina, the makam of kedusha. A tzaddik has got a similar bechina to that of Hashras Hashchina. So therefore, even when the tzaddik dies, that place where the tzaddik is buried is a very special place of Hashras Hashchina, and therefore it's a place to daven. That's the fourth makor. That's the Drushes Haran. The fifth Makari, which is a very interesting one because it talks about yacht sites as well, is a Rashi Yavamus Kufchot Beis Madalash. So, the Gemara talks there about Rigoli da Amiroi. So, Rashi's got one pshat that means that on the Yom Tov, the Amiramis to get together. And then Rashi means the second pshat. Kufchot Beis Madalash and Yavamus. Beautiful Rashi, you can look it up. Chubsa Ga'ilim Atsasi. Kal Hanag Rigoli da Amiroi, what is it? Hanu Yom Shem Meis by Adam Gadol. The yacht site, the day that the Adam Gadol died. They used to fix this day for the kavod of the Adam Gadol. So he's talking about yacht sites, not something which started now. Rashi was 1,000 years ago, quoted the Chuvah Sagainim, which was 500 years before that. So he's talking about way back, they had this minute. Go Midishon, every year, when the yacht site comes along, this is Rashi. All the Talmud Chacham came from the whole area, and they came to the Kiva, in Shara'am. Lahushiv Yeshiva Sham. To be making a yeshiva there. So we'll see later on there's lots of the Gemara, Lahushiv Yeshiva, what it means exactly. Pashto means to learn, to daven by the keva of the tzaddik on his yacht site. So it's a very, very early makor that everyone gathers together on the yacht site of the tzaddik to be there by the keva. Oh, we're going to get to know, that's one of the concerns, yeah. That's the fifth makor. The sixth, I'm sure there are more. But the sixth one, the final one, which I've managed to find, was Sefer Chassidim. And it's also a little different element. He says, Sefer Chassidim is Simon Tof Nun. Sefer Chassidim is Rabbi Yehuda Chassid from the Chassidi Ashkenaz, just after the Balei Tosfos. It's also way back. Hano Yesh LeMesim. The Mesim have Hano, the Shamayim. Shoyehaveim Chulchim Al Kivreim, that their loved ones come to the Kiva, Mubakshim Al Neshmasim Tova, and they daven for the Neshama. Umativim Lahem Ba'is Olam. And they do good for them in Shamayim. So when you daven by the cave of the tzaddik, it's good for the neshama. V'gam kishavakshem ahem, hey mispalim al hachayim. Then when you daven for them, they done for you. So very interesting. Don't say you should ask them to done for you. You done for them. And when they get an aliyah, when the neshama gets an aliyah, then they, what they do back for you, they reciprocate and they will daven for the people, for the ayavim who came to them. And he ends up and says, and Kalib davened on his kibri abbas. So it seems he's learned that that's what Kalib did. Kalib was davening for the abbas, and then the abbas, mainly the abbas, not so much he was speaking to the abbas. Okay, so those are the six makarios. Rashi from Kalib, the Gemara in Tanis by the Tanis of when there's no rain, the Gemara in Tanis of the Amorim Rimoni who davened when he said to Abba Abba that they're being cruel to me. The Ran who says that the neshamas of the kuf of the tzaddik got kedusha to the makom right for tefillah, and then Rashi in Yevamos who says about the yotzites. I find the Sefer Chassidim who says it's a Sefer Chassidim said when you daven for them, for their neshama they'll daven for you. The maila. So those are makarios. Those are makarios of going to Kibbutz Tzaddikim. The maila of Kibbutz Tzaddikim. What's so special about it? There's also four different things you find. Four different reasons are different in Rishonim. I think they're all in Rishonim. Yeah, they're all brought down in Rishonim. Four different elements of why it's so special to go to Kibbutz. Obviously, find in Rishonim. The first one, which people don't know, this one is the Darkei Brisha in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. When he says about going, there's a minhag Yisrael to go to Beis HaKvaras in Rosh Hashanah. So it's very interesting. It's not so much about the keva, says the Darkei Brisha, it's about yourself. He says, Noigin be'er Rosh Hashanah Erev Yom Kippur leilich al HaKvaras, actually Erev Yom Kippur as well, very busy day Erev Yom Kippur, but that was a minhag kodom to go to the Beis HaKvaras in Erev Yom Kippur. Leman lachnia atzmecha lo'im adin. The reason is Pashat Machnia yourself. Pashat goes to Beis HaKvaras, you feel it, you see. This is what happens to everyone. This is, we're all going to be there. And it gives you such a feeling of hachna. So the inyan to go is Pashat to feel ready for Yom HaDin, to feel bachna. Which that goes very well with the Gemara, that could go well with the Gemara, of Harei Onu Chashim Refnecha Kemesim. By the time we're like Mesim, this also could be hachna, it could be a tefillah. Which Tvar there says a tefillah. That it's a way of davening and just graphically explaining, like putting the tefillah into more graphic terms will be like that these dead people. But also, it could be a hachna. We're like mesim. We're like, look, this is what we see. So it's a way of feeling bachna. Namela says the Darkei Moshe. That's why you made a daven in the Beis HaKvaras, because the best tefillah comes from a lev nishbar v'nidche, a heart who's feeling bachna, feeling. You know that it's not in control of himself. That's the best tefillah possible. So I said, read a lot of Darkei Moshe there. But minhag is man hazeh loy malak varach tchino is a bakoshes. The minhag is to daven to say tchino is a bakoshes. Ki ba'oid liboy nichne, when his heart is ba'achna, when he's feeling that feeling of not being the king of the castle, tfilosoy retsuyo. His tfilah is more wanted by Hashem. So that's the inyan of going to Beis HaKvaras, to feel to be ba'achna. And when you're in that matzav of ba'achna, is the best time to daven. The best time to daven when you're ba'achna. So that's nothing to do with talking to the kavara, to the tzaddikim are buried there. Not to do so. Not for the neshamas of Pasha. It's a time when you're bachna. That's the best time to daven. The second mahalach is the mahalach of the which we really actually mentioned from the Drash Saran. That it's a makam of tefillah because there's the neshama of the tzaddik of somehow the guf of the tzaddik has got the ashras of shechina on it. And therefore, it's a chashuv place to daven. Maril says a lot in Hilchos Tainis by Tichos Tisha B'Av. He says we should debate the kavaras makom menuchas tzaddikim utichach makom kadosh v'tohar. So makom is a heilige platz. It's holy. It's a place of kedusha. V'atfilah neskabla b'yisal admas kodesh. When admas kodesh, it's a good place to daven. One of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel, the Bach brings it down. It's from Chus Maram. Ben Baruch is also one of the Ashkenazi Rishonim. He says, "Kolayim shenishtateach al kibri avos hispala l'sham b'mokem kedusha, kedei shetfilas nishmas, u'kedichse ba'avram al mokem she'amad sham al nesham mokem geyer." He says you find in many areas that the mokem, that's one of the reasons why you daven in a mokem kavua, the place where you've done before, that gets a kedusha, and that's a better place to daven because it's mokem of kedusha. So this is just it's a place of kedusha. The Gaon in Tikkuni Zoha, the Gaon wasn't a big advocate of going to Kibbutz Tzaddikim, but he does write in his Pirush on Tikkuni Zoha, "Bezman she'ein tzaddikim b'tor, ein moitza shechina yimanuach, mokem lenuach, when there's no tzaddikim in the Dor, alive tzaddikim, there's nowhere for the Shechina to be Manoach. Also, Yishayu ala tzaddikim Yishayu ne'ofo. The Shechina, Yishayu on tzaddikim. So many makoros for this. We said also from the Leshem that it's got Kedusha. So many makoros for the reason why it's a makom of Kedusha, and therefore it's a good place to daven because it's a place of Kedusha. The final reason, which I think generally this is what people think, this is the more, is that the tzaddikim will daven for you. That's more the, where people go there. The Darkei Moshe brings that the Das HaMesim Mahani, as he says it, Belosh Remez, the Das or the Mesim will help you. Kemoshe Mesim Bekalev. Das HaMesim Mahani means that they'll help you, and then we said also the Sefer Hasidim, they'll daven for you. And that's best from that to Gemara. Kedei Shevakshu Aleinu Mesim Rachamim. That's the other reason why you go to Beis HaKvaros when there's no rain. Kedei Shevakshu Aleinu Mesim Rachamim. So we have three reasons basically. Either because it should be it should feel bachna, you shouldn't feel great and big, and therefore your tefillah will be accepted well. The second reason was because of makom of kedusha, and the final reason is because the tzaddikim will actually daven for you. You also find that by Rachel Imenu, Rachel Mavaka Boneho, when they went past, they didn't even daven. Just that they went past her when they were going to Golos by Nebuzradon. And she davened for us. Kol Burom on Nishma Racham Avakel Boneo. So again, you see that the tzaddikim, or the tzidkonios, who are buried there, will daven for you. So that's the makoros, and that's the reasons why. Let's just run through the issues. There's four primary issues that the poskim, some already the rishonim, raise with going to the Beis Olam. The first one is an issue called Dorish al Amesim. Dorish al Amesim means, that's possible you're not to be Dorish al Amesim, it means you're not allowed to ask Mesim to do things for you. The Maril already, I mean the way they understand the Maril, already says this issue. He says, Hamishtateach al Kibri al Tzadikim Espala. Someone who goes to Davan on Kibri Tzadikim. Al Yosim Magmosoi Neged HaMesim HaSheikh Mishom. One should not talk to the Mesim. Achivakeish Meis HaShem Yisborach Sheyitin al Abrachim B'schus HaTzadikim. He said, don't talk to the tzaddikim themselves because there will be an issue of Dorish HaMesim. What should you do? Ask Hashem to help you b'schus HaTzadikim. And the Chai Adam and the Mishabura and the Kis Shulchan Aruch all paskin like that. They all say this Lashon, they all bring the Lashon of the Maril. So the Kis Shulchan Aruch is Sim Kuf Chav Ches, if you'd Gimel. The Chai Adam is Kal Kuf Lamad Ches, if hey, they say, V'yenidha ma'oid shel ha'yosim magmasad ispala l'vakash HaMesim shekoroi v'adobah shei b'chal Dorish HaMesim. That's the first issue, Dorish HaMesim. The second issue is more of a amunah issue. That's halacha. It's one of the yisod samuna that you're not allowed to shaloi roll this pala lezulasa. If you say the chamishi, the lashon of the Rambam is ain oisim kein lemasha lematim menu b'metzias menam halachim like rechamim like galgalas. If you're not allowed to ask anyone else to help you besides by Hashem. It's called make it elam tzoy. You're not allowed to make something go between you and Hashem. So the Maram Shik in Arachayim, Simon, Reis, Tzadik Gimel says, what's going on? You're not allowed to make an tzoy between you and Hashem. L'yeh, he said, there might be an issue of one of the ancestors. The difference, L'yeh, L'cha, L'him, Achayirim. L'yeh, L'cha, you're making a deity out of this maze. You say to him, asking him to go down for you. And Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Arachayim, Chilik, Hesim, Mam Gimel, is Ma'ira this. So this is another second point that the Achreinim and Ma'ira, that is the issue of making the mace emtsoi. You're turning to the mace for your help rather than turning to Hashem. So first issue is Dorish al Amesim. Stam, you're not allowed to talk to Mesim. Okay, we'll talk about that actually. What you talk to the mace or to the neshama? Okay, we'll get to that. Okay, we'll get to that. And the third issue. So the first issue was Dorish al Amesim. The second issue was using the mace as an emtsoi between you and Hashem. It will go between you and Hashem. The third issue, which someone mentioned already, is Loig L'Rosh. The Gemara says, Brachas, that's what we know, we go to Beis HaKvaros, we tuck our tzitzis in. Because you're not allowed to, it's like feeling of showing off to the Mesim by doing mitzvahs in the Beis Olam. And the Gemara said before, the Rambam passed before, the things you're not allowed to do is, we're tefillin, Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to kaira, you're not allowed to do all these things. And the Gemara doesn't say actually to daven, the Rambam in Perik, you're not allowed to daven there. You're not allowed to daven in the Beis HaKvaros. But Loig Yispalel Shom. It says, Barachik Abba Amos Muta. 4 amos away is Muta. So you can daven in a separate thing, but Lemaisa, you go to Maron, and they're all standing there on the cave of davening, and they're all saying the davening shachris with their tefillin on. It's a full work, it's a shul in the Mishim Baruch Chai's cave. Even though there should be an issue, it's Paskei Shulchan Aruch, Yerdeas, Mishin, Samach Zayin, and Erechaim, Seven Ayin Aleph, all over the place, it's Paskei, you can't be Loi Gerosh, you can't do mitzvahs in a base Olam. Now, in Tosis of Abakamad after Zayin with base, says that when the Gemara says, we covered Osulei B'Moisoi by one of the Amirayim, Rashi says that they made a yeshiva al Kivroi, which means, it's about Chizkiyah. They made a yeshiva al Kivroi, so Rashi, Talmidim Lasik Shambat Torah. So Tosus in Baba Kama, Tes Zayin Amud Beis, he says, Le'al Kibri, Mamush. Elo, Barochik Arba Amos, 4 Amos, wait, Lekka Le'glerish. So Tosus seems to be very worried about this issue, he said he kept 4 Amos, even by Chizkiyah. Okay. The Ritva says, in Tanis, that when they used to go to the Beis Olam, to Daven, on the fast for the Tanis, for the Atzirus Kishomim, for the rain, says the Ritva, into the basic chorus. You're not allowed to come in the basic chorus. They stood outside the basic chorus. He said part of the procession was they used to go past Poshut, Baba Poshutu. She'ain Yitzhak basic chorus is Balashom. She also is Balashom basic chorus from Leg Rosh. Machosh came, she also became a goyim, he says. Oberchaybutim is banging, they're down on the street. But they used to go past there. Lachnia, Shev Kamesim, Kdishavak Shamesim, and Rachamim. But the Avad, they didn't go into the basic chorus. As I should read it. That's the third issue of Leg Rosh. The fourth and final issue is more Kabbalistic, but it's brought down by the Poskim, the Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham is in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Tes in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. Tov Kuf Nun Tes, Kuf Tes Vav, brings our Rizal. Kostah B'Kisva Rizal. De'ein Leilech El Al HaKvaros El Al Tzorech HaVayas HaMeit. One should not go to Kvaros only for Levayas, or B'Frat Lev Leitikin Avoyin Keri, especially if one is Tomei with Thomas Keri, the Mistabkin Boy HaChetzoinim. This is a Kabbalistic idea that there's chitzonim around, which are not very good things, evidently, and they'll stick to a person who goes to a Beis HaKvaros. And the Gaon, in his letter to his children, the Gaon was planning to move to Eretz Yisrael, he wrote the famous Igeres HaGrua to his children, didn't go in the end, but he wrote this letter. He said, V'tishmar shalai teilech lebeis HaKvaros klal uklal. The Gaon said, do not go ever. Ki sham mistabkim haklipoiz ma'oyud. V'koshkei benoshim v'chol ha'tzoyuz v'avoynuz boim mizeh. He says, very sharp. Lashonos, that he shouldn't go to Beis Olam. I saw a story in the Gaon book. It says that the Gaon went with his brother to the cave of the mother. And when the Gaon came out, he was very, very, very happy. He said, did you see? The neshama of the mother was mamash going up and up and up in Shemayim. Anyway, the next day the Gaon was very down, wasn't feeling good at all. And he called his brother and he said, it's the worst thing. He went to our mother's cave. So he said, why are you so happy yesterday? He said, yeah, for the neshama, it's amazing. It does amazing things. But for us, the clippers and the chesedim which got stuck to us, it wasn't worth it. That's the shit of the Gaon. The Gaon, that story must have happened before he wrote this, not to go klal o klal to Beit HaKvaros. So that's the mahalach of the Gaon, the literature. They say that in Vilna, the Vilna Gaon's cave, now everyone flies off to Vilna to go to the Vilna Gaon's cave. The Vilna Gaon's cave in Vilna was rarely visited because the Minigalita was not to go to Beit HaKvaros. On Tisha B'Av, anyway, we're going to Bekan Ramal, then they'll go past the Vilna Gaon's cave. But it was rarely, it's probably visited more now than it was then when Yidden were living in Vilna. So let's try quickly answer, go through the four issues. The issue of Dorish Alamesim, the issue of making a psoi, the issue of Logla Rosh, that means doing mitzvah in front of a kever, and the final issue of the Chitzonim, and see why the Minhag HaOlam is true. And the Poskim, many, many Poskim, even Moshe Feinstein, who's a Litvisher, goes very far to try and answer all the Minhag, and the Maram Sheikh, and many others try and explain our Minhag. So the first issue of Dorish Alamesim, so already the Bach says that there's no issue of Dorish Alamesim. The real issue of Dorish HaMesim is to actually go to the Kaaba and lie on the floor and start doing some magic potion, abracadabracadoo, and get the mace to do things for you. Just speaking to a mace is not really Dorish HaMesim. And the fact that Chayim Madai, that none of the places say there is Dorish HaMesim. It says, Kuh Dorish HaMesim. Ramosha Feinstein wants to say, I'll tell you where the tshuva is, it's in the new Chaluk, the Chaluk Ches, Simon, it's in the new Chelik, but that's called Erchaim Chelik, Hei Simon Mem Gimel. And Ramesh Feinstein wants to say that they don't even mean, when the Poskim say Dorish HaMesim, they really mean Emtsoi. They're just calling it Dorish HaMesim. You're not allowed to talk to a mace because they're making it Emtsoi between you and Hashem. There's no real Darish Lameis if you're not doing any magic, using Kishuv to try and get the Mesim to do things for you. If you stand talking to the Mace, Shekorai Vadaba, Sheyeh Bechal Darish Lameis, it's not real Darish Lameis. So that's the first Ramush Feinstein's way out, and the Bach already says this type of idea. In fact, the Prima Godin brings from a Siddur, a very early Siddur called Man Eloshim, a Siddur from a few hundred years ago, a few hundred years before the Prima Godin, so it's like 600 years ago, Siddur Man Eloshim, which has got a whole lot of tefillahs that you actually talk to the maids, tchillahs, which the Rishonim made, where you're actually talking to the maids, asking them to daven for you. The issue of Amtsoi, so Ramush Feinstein says that, like we talk to Armenigis, that's Machlokas, where they say Machlisi Rachamim, where they talk to the Malachim, and on Friday night we say Baruchuni L'Shalom, we talk to the Malachim. So Ramush Feinstein says that if it's the job of a Malach, if it's their job to go to Hashem and do this, then you're not asking Amtsoi. Amtsoi means to go to the Mazolah, to ask something who's not their job to do it. If it's their job to go to Hashem and Davon, you'll just be Ma'ir them to do their job. That's not an issue of Darish Alamesim. Another way of no problem Darish Alamesim, it says from Rabbi Yaakov Etzliger, the Orchanan and Shuvas bin Nsiyan, he says that you're not talking to the issue. The issue could be the Guf Ames, to talk to the Guf. You're not talking to the Guf, you're talking to the Ruach. You're talking to the Neshama. The issue is to talk to the bones of the dead person. But if you're talking to the Neshama, it's not a problem. And actually in the Prima God, that he brings the Man Aloshan, he says, you talk to the nefesh. The nefesh is the neshama. It's more not the actual guf. You don't talk to a guf. You talk to the neshama. And that's not a problem. A bit to do with tzaddikim misasa kriim chayim, that the neshama is still alive. Loig l'rosh. Why is there an issue of loig l'rosh? So that already also is brought down in the Rishonim, that it might only be a problem of loig l'rosh if it's not l'chvoid hameis. If you're doing it that the meis itself should be l'chvoid hameis, then it's okay of loig l'rosh. The Rashi, who says that they used to come on the outside, Rashi said, L'chvoide, they came for the kavod of the mace. Already the Rimi Gash, Baba Kama Daf Yudala, said that L'chvoide HaMace, there's no issue of Loig L'Rosh. And the issue of Yid B'Kua HaChetzoinim, in the Sefer Siach Yitzchok, from one of the Talmidim of the Ksav Sefer, on the Rabbi Yitzchok Weiss, who lived before the war in Hungary, he says that that's only on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, when you're not protected by the Torah, and it's a man of the chetzoinim are miskaba, that's when there's an issue of the chetzoinim. He said, it brings a raya. Why is the Maghreb Ram only bringing, even though the Lashon HaRiz are not mashmah, just Tisha B'Av, but why is the Maghreb Ram only bringing Hilchos Tisha B'Av? And every Shom will bring it. He says the Siach Yitzchak, that's why, and the reason is because it's only an issue on Tisha B'Av when there's a lot of chetzoinim. So, B'alach HaLamaisa, everyone should ask their Mir Zerach what to do, how to do it. But I'll just end up with one story. That the Ritvaz was one of the Achreinim, Rapish on the Shami, is buried in Tzfas. He was actually lived in Europe, then he moved to New York, and then he moved to Tzfas. And he's buried in Tzfas. And one time, Chatzkel Abramsky, who was married to a granddaughter of the Ritvaz, went to Tzfas to daven by the cave of the Ritvaz. Because his wife, Rebbetzin Reisel, wasn't well, was very ill. As he was coming out of the famous Beit HaKavaras in Tzfas, he saw the Ger Rebbe, I believe, was the Beis Yisrael. So the Beis Yisrael knew that Litvishers don't go to Beis HaKavaras. So he said to him, Vustit a Litvisha in Beis HaOlam. What are you doing here? So he said, so the Chaska Abramsky said, Chnishkeret to the Ritvaz. Ichogazok to the Bein Yishlem. I said to Hashem, Geizog the Ritvaz, as Zain Rezela is Nishkezunt. He said to Hashem, go tell the Ritvaz that Reza's not well, and there's a davenim for him. So he's davening to Hashem that the Bereshim should tell the Ritvaz that Reza's not well, and then the Ritvaz would daven. But that was taka that stems with the literature mahalach of being very careful about Beis Olam. Lemaisa, what is nog is that one can ask if it's just asking to daven for a particular thing, can ask the, if you only, you don't ask the mace for a taiva, but to ask the mace to daven, that is makubal, that one does do that, but one should always ask a posuk first.
Sure, and sorry.